fish. We back, chocolate swordfish. We back, chocolate swordfish. We back, chocolate swordfish. Chocolate swordfish is back. And don't forget, we still have our Gmail active at chocolatesorbetfish@gmail.com/6969. You can send us your tits and get free beans. I'm not talking about those shitty Heinz, buddy. I'm talking about Van Camps.
Oh, yeah. The only fucking beans we eat here at Chocolate Swordfish.
Also, Kenny, I know we've been gone for a couple years, but we picked up a sponsor. Nail and Coffin, the greatest clothing company to ever brush this earth, has decided to sponsor us.
We lit.
We lit, bro. We out here. What's up, Kenny? It's been a while. We back.
Forever.
It's another fall. And we're here.
We're back in the current. Happy September, motherfuckers.
Now, today we got some juicy stuff for you guys. But first, I'll start out with a little bit of this. It's me sipping my Julian style rum and coke.
Let's go.
Let's go, Kenny. So you want to talk about a couple things today. A couple things involving how Sleepaway Camp 2 is the greatest slasher movie ever made. And I know you made this topic. Because I believe you to be right.
I don't know if it, I mean, I definitely love it. I wouldn't say it's the greatest, but I definitely love that movie.
I'm just fucking with you.
I still want to know why they gave her a dick in the first movie, though.
I mean, low-key, I kind of love that part just because it was so, like, what the fuck is going on? Classic 80s slasher. Like, there was nothing alluding to this happening at all, and it just happened.
No, I love that part, too, but that's what I'm saying. The second one is just, like, they never touch on that again.
Oh, they never once call her because I think her name was, like, David something originally. Like, this, you know, she was a camper to begin with that got, like, ridiculed. And then
she got bullied. She got bullied.
And then she transitioned, came back as female, as a camp counselor under a fake name, deciding to, you know, kill the other counselors and campers due to their bigotry.
But they only say that in the second one, and, like, I don't even know if that's, like, legitimately true.
You know, I just watched the second one, and I can say, I don't even think they touch on that she's a dude.
No, they don't. Well, they like, in the beginning of it, like, when they're sitting around the campfire, they, like, say the tale of the first movie.
I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing. I said she's a dude. What I meant is she transitioned.
Yeah, but they, like, touch on it in the first one, but they never, like, come out and say anything else really much about it.
No, the second and third one both don't even touch on it at all, but I believe the second one.
I don't know. Do you like the chick in the first one better or the chick in the second one better?
Definitely the chick in the second and third one is much better. She comes off as this, like, weird, like, manic crazy, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's more legit to, like, the killer, because she's, like, that's, like, the thing is she's crazy about them being, like, good campers and shit.
Exactly. And that's my point exactly, is, like, she comes off as, like, that nerd camp counselor you would have or something that was just, like, way too into it. Like, Jesus love. She almost seemed Jesus loving, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, like, the real thing that would kind of just throw you for a... I mean, like I told you, I think she's one of the best... I think she's one of the best slashers, period. Just simply based off the fact that, like, they didn't even know what was happening until almost everybody was already dead. Because she kept just saying, you know, oh, we had to send them home because they weren't a good camper. You know, alluding to that they were breaking rules.
Yeah. I always thought that was, like, fucking...
This whole time, people are getting murked, buddy. They're getting slapped, whacked, jacked. And next thing you know, no one's even aware of it at all.
I always like the Titty Patrol. That's my favorite characters. The two kids.
The
two kids going around taking pictures of the titties.
Oh, the Polaroids.
Yeah. They call themselves the Tit Patrol or whatever. Fucking.
Dude, have you noticed? Have you watched them recently?
I mean, I haven't seen the second one. I haven't seen the second one in forever, but I've seen it a bunch.
Yeah. Well, like, if you can remember, because this is a real niche part, and you'll only catch if you watch them all, like, in a succession. is that in three, one of the camp counselors says that there isn't even a picture of her. But if you remember in two, there was a Polaroid of her topless, but she took it when she found the titty patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, she caught them with all their Polaroids and they were slipping through. And she caught them as soon as they were looking at a picture of her topless.
Yeah.
And I thought that was beautiful just because, like, they know what they did there, you know? They obviously remember that she took the Polaroid of herself and made that, like, a little...
Yeah, I think the people who made the third one are the people who made the second one. But I know the people who made the first one are different from the second one.
Well, it's classic, you know, 80s slasher, where the first one is like almost like a freaking prototype. You know, like think about the first Friday the 13th. Jason was an after. But he wasn't an afterthought, but he was like, it was made to be more based on a real killer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he kind of was an afterthought because it was more about his mom killing the counselors and shit. And then, yeah, like.
Well, that's all what it was about.
And that whole end, like the whole famous end scene in that movie, like they literally didn't even film till after the movie was completed. They, like, that guy had that fucking bright idea to just have him jump out of the water and shit at the end. Like,
well, yeah, and that was supposed to be like a hallucination, too, because no one else can see him but her.
Yeah, and so, like, that whole scene and shit, which is, like, the most famous scene in that shit, is literally wasn't even supposed to be in the fucking movie.
I mean, it's the same thing I tell everyone. It's like, slashers don't really develop other than Scream. But Scream had a lot of foundation. So Scream 1 came in super hot. You know, it came in hot, it came in edgy, amazing. It had all this foundation, but these beginning ones, they just released, like, the first one as a prototype. Like, you know, the original Halloween, Michael Myers was just a dude in a mask before, you know, the second one where he was nearly fucking paranormal, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you are right, but I feel like Scream...
Jason, they didn't even know who Jason was till part three.
No, but Scream, I feel like Scream is just different because they definitely, like, they almost, like, did the whole thing with, like, the tropes, but they made it, like, cool. You know what I mean?
They did it in a very non-cheesy way.
If you watch it now,
looking back, you would think it was kind of cheesy. But at the
I don't know. I feel like it still comes off in that, like, suave shit. Because I feel like this, like, Sleepaway Camp does that whole, like, breaks the fucking fourth wall by, like, doing the tropes and shit, but it kind of does it in the cheesy way, you know? Kind of like a Friday, or like a...
Oh, I definitely think they're doing the campiness on purpose.
They definitely are, but, like, I almost say, like, that's, like, it's almost like leaning into, like, the later Nightmare on Elm Streets and shit, you know, where they just kind of go, like, super campy and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which isn't a bad thing. It's always a good thing most of the time, but... It's just, like, I don't know. It definitely, like, I could see where people, because there's, like, a half and half on these movies where a lot of people love the first one and a lot of people love the second one. You know what I mean? Like, more.
I definitely think a lot of these movies deserve. The first one was necessary, but then the second one developed. I mean, if you think Halloween, you think a lot of these, other than, like, more of the haunting ones. Like, if we talk not slasher, over-encompassing horror, when we talk, like, Poltergeist and Exorcist and stuff, The Omen, the first one's obviously the best, because you can't have campiness in movies like those.
No, but yeah, I mean, yeah, you're 100%, like, Exorcist, yeah. I mean, well, minus the third one. I think the third one's the best one, in my opinion, but that's just because I'm fucking weird. But I do love fucking the first Exorcist, though. But
well, I mean, like, the first Exorcist, like, when you can, like, break it down to what it should be.
Well, I mean, I agree with you that that's, like, a cinematically masterpiece of a movie, like, the way they did it.
Like, the shots in it and stuff.
The shots, the fucking pacing.
And it's, like, hard to think about because people nowadays think about a lot of, like, movies that are filmed now. So they're like, oh, you know, I see that shot all the time. At the time, it was fucking groundbreaking.
The thing. Unless you know about, like, movies, like, old movies like that, like, those shots seem cool to you now, but, like, dude, that shit's been done 1,000 times, dog, you know?
Oh yeah, and like, and I definitely think that's like where Sleepaway Camp like definitely saw that. You know, they saw that slasher movies more than any other horror movie needed the campiness because they're so fucking gory. You know, like even Sleepaway Camp 2 has some shit that like, you know, better yet, think about it this way. Think about modern slasher movies. Other than Scream, because Scream just has something special. And like, I could shit on their newer movies for some things, but for the most part, like they ended up as amazing slashers, you know?
Yeah.
But like, if you think about it, like, in the sense that nowadays, like, these slashers are almost too visceral, you know? They, like, without that campiness factor in them, they almost get too brutal to where there's no break in it.
I could say there's like an in-between for me, because I feel like, you know that movie, what was it? The one with fucking, where, like, it's like Freaky Friday, but it's a slasher. I really liked that one because it had, like, the mix of, like, it's campy, but it also was a little
with,
shit.
With, oh, my God, I cannot think of his fucking name all of a sudden.
What was that movie called?
Bachelor. Vince Vaughn.
It was Vince Vaughn. Yeah, but what was that movie called? It's called Freaky. It's just called Freaky. Yeah, that's what it was called.
It is literally, like, it notices itself as a Freaky Friday.
But yeah, but with like a slasher, but like that. Yeah. I mean, that was like one of the newer ones that I saw that was like really visceral, but still had campy shit to it, and it was good as fuck because of it.
I definitely thought the same thing with like Tragedy Girls, as you know.
Yeah, Tragedy Girls was one. Like Happy Death Day was also one. I feel like was pretty.
Yes,
good.
Happy Death Day was very. You got to keep a little bit of, like, it's like with Freaky, they have weird jokes in it with Vince Vaughn. You know.
Yeah. No, it was amazing.
They had almost like hot chick style jokes in it.
Yeah.
Which really like broke up the very like, because, you know, back then the gore just didn't look that real. It was easier to separate yourself from it. Nowadays, the gore looks so fucking just nasty, brutal. And like, I get for people like me and you that watch a lot of that stuff, it's not quite as bad. But for people that are looking to like, you know, sticks their dick through the bottom of a fucking popcorn bowl while they're watching a scary movie, you know, they ain't gonna want to watch that. They need that little break of comedy.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, like, I even think that would, like, I think that's where Scream really kept this thing. Scream has always had this weird, like, I also think that's where, like, a lot of my belief on, like, it's harder to do it now and make it, or, like, when kids these days go back and watch these movies, there's so many fourth wall breaking movies now. Whereas, you know, at the time there was nothing like that.
Nah. And if it was, it was like crazy, you know, it was like some weird shit.
Oh yeah. That's what I mean. That's where like the cinematography of these movies just gets ridiculous. Cause like, there was honestly none of that fourth wall breaking stuff back then, other than in these slasher movies or the B-side horrors, you know, you would all of a sudden like think like in Sleepaway Camp 2, you get a lot of her, the slasher, I cannot remember her name all of a sudden, it's bothering the shit out of me, but you get her like talking to the camera a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And that was like stuff you'd get in, like, weirdly, like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you know, you'd get him talking to the camera and stuff. But it wasn't like a hugely done thing back then, especially in like such a way to where they're almost like actually conversating with the fucking audience, you know.
Yeah.
And I gotta bring up my last point. I think it's one of the best because they do a weird homage to every other 80s slasher in that movie.
What's funny about that movie, too, is if you pay attention to all the character names, it's every single, like, 80s actor. Like, they have a TC for Tom Cruise. They have a Demi Moore.
Yep.
They have a fucking, like, every character has a name of, like, a celebrity.
I gotta say, those two chick camp counselors, too, that are absolute bro dogs, bro, they are fucking units. Like, they're such good, like, they're such good specimens to get murdered in a movie, you know? In the way she kills them, too. By the way, if you haven't seen this movie, shit, tons of spoilers. But the way she kills him, how she just like immediately wakes up that one by pouring alcohol all over her face and lighting her on fire. And the other one, she wakes up while she's sitting in front of her fucking like charcoaled sister, you know, like tied up in front of her. Brutal, dog.
I always laugh at the one, you know, like the slut, like the fucking camp slut, that one chick who like always has her tits out. And the second one, the one who gets fucking drowned in the shitter.
Oh, she gets naked in like literally the first 5 seconds of the fucking movie.
Yeah, no, the first time you see her, she's naked. And fucking that bitch always.
They're waking up in camp and she's topless. That's right.
Yeah, and fucking when she fucks that one dude and it's all like sad and shit, it's like 5 seconds. And he's like, and she's like, "Do you have AIDS?" And he's like, "No." And then right after, she gets drowned in like a fucking outhouse of shit.
dude, that shit's brutal, too. Like, she doesn't just do it a little.
Spookies, dog.
Like, dude, she low-key like drowns her in a very brutal ass way, too, bro.
Yeah, because she's like poking her face down with that fucking like sharp ass stick, dude. Like, just.
I know. And if you remember at the end, before she's even dead, she just shoves her completely down there.
Yeah, she shoves her head all the way in the shit.
Yeah, because it's just a giant hole in the ground under it, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like fucking all, it's just an outhouse is what it is. It's like a deep ass.
That's what I mean. It's just a straight up hole in the ground under. So she just like straight up shoves her into a fucking.
I just remember that being like, shit. I remember being like fucking actually grossed out on that death, being like, oh, fuck, I can only imagine like. Sucking in those turds and shit like that, bro, and drowning from like shit.
Oh, you know? Yeah, the shit and piss just drowning from it. Honestly, I think like the burning the two sisters was almost more fucked up just because she.
Well, yeah, it was fucked up. That was more fucked up, but I just like, I feel like, dude, I would not want to choke on some dookies and die. Like,
oh, 100%. And also, like, the slow death of drowning and you're drowning in dookie water.
Like, dude, fucking, at least I'm, like, at least, like, with all that alcohol, I might be a little drunk because I probably choked on some or something, you know? Like, I might be a little...
I mean, you're not wrong. You might be a little drunk, but if you remember, she fucking wakes them up after, and they were, like, getting fucked up all night, fucking those other, like, those dudes.
Yeah, fucking those dudes, yeah. Well, that's why she killed them, because they had sex, bro. You can't break the rules, man. Don't get your tits out. Don't have sex. Don't smoke.
And you know, I love that, and I almost think, like, that's where the rules... in Scream came from.
I don't know about that, but I feel like
they never talked about the rules really before.
Yeah,
like,
but that's an unwritten rule in like any. That's an unwritten rule in like any slasher movie. If you think about like Friday the 13th and all those movies, like anytime somebody starts having sex, boom, they die. You know what I mean? Like that's.
I
just
agree. Like it was definitely like a rule.
That's why I kind of say, like, this kind of movie leans into those tropes, and it kind of makes it almost like, oh, if you're doing that, you're gonna die, and you know you're gonna fucking die within the next, like, couple of scenes.
If you remember Friday the 13th, Jason specifically killed people doing that, because that's why he died. He drowned because all the teens were too busy doing drugs and having sex to realize he was drowning.
Yeah, but they only did that in that one, like, remake. They never.
Well,
that
I'm sorry, weird. Jason didn't say that. No, his mom says that in the end of the first one.
In the first one, she says, all they wanted to do was party and shit. But,
not
like,
Jason himself, but his mom was killing people based off, like, her son died because the counselors were too busy fucking.
Well, yeah, because they were just fucking around and they didn't give a fuck about Jason. And that is true, but I'm just saying they don't really ever show that until like one of those remakes. I forget.
But even Halloween, bro, this like Halloween innocent people just die. Like he just walked past someone in their house fucking randomly and just fucking. That chick making the sandwich for her husband.
Yeah, kills him. Kills him.
Kills him and kills her first and then goes kills him. You know, like they weren't doing anything.
It sucks that those newer ones were so shitty because I did like a lot of
the
things.
The newer ones weren't shitty until the second one was mid. The third one, I don't know why they did that. Like the first one was amazing. The first remake was like, holy shit, they're doing it. You know?
I feel like it was like, until they got to the whole like, he who dies tonight, shit. I feel like, yeah, the first one was amazing. But, like,
when they did that whole
he dies tonight bullshit, that shit got real cringy real fast. But other than that,
you got to understand it's a town that's been terrorized for like.
No, yeah, and I mean, years. Like when I think about it like that, definitely, I don't fucking get all.
At that point, that. Like they got like in their world building, they have concrete evidence that like he's real. You know, he's a real thing that's happening. It's not fucking fake.
No, like I mean, it's not evidence. Even just the it, he like I don't know. I mean, if you go back and watch that scene, like one of the bitches has a fucking toaster in her hands, bro. Like I don't know.
I know. No,
I just feel like those kind of things like were just like really like just highly unbelievable. Like who the fuck in this town that's been terrorized for like fucking 50 years from this dude who they think is like
especially fucking, in a town in middle America where you like.
He's gonna bring a fucking toaster to try and kill him. Like I don't, that shit just didn't make any sense.
I want to see some real shit, bro. Like you know, if that shit happened, there'd be vigilantes on the street.
Yeah. Damn, that'd be a crazy idea for a movie that I've never seen. Like say there's like a, it's like a slasher movie, but instead of like it just being a bunch of people getting fucking murked. These like dudes like are like oh hell no and they like end up fucking going out to like murk the fucking slasher as vigilante.
Like that'd be good, like an action horror.
Yeah,
like really it, following. Yeah. What if the main character was the slasher and it was following him running away from the vigilantes?
Damn, that'd be nuts.
Almost like a reverse slasher, where that'd the slasher is like the final girl.
That'd be nuts if you end up finding out that, like, the people who are the vigilantes are, like, the people he killed, like, earlier on and shit, way, like, years before and shit. It's, like, moms or something. And they're, like, all crazy, cracked out, trying to get this fucking dude.
It's, like, the wives or something, the brothers. Something.
Well, yeah, that's what like, I'm saying. It's, like, members, well, it's, like, yeah. It's just, like, people that's, like, highly unbelievable. Like, a sister, a mom, or, like, you know, like, just some shit, but they're, like, crazy, like, cracked out, fucking... trying to get this dude. You don't see it until the end.
Some real shit. If what that was happening so much to make people go manic. Like the real shit that would be happening is everybody's armed. Like we see people now, like including myself. Like I stay armed at all times, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is the thing too, is like a lot of that shit. Yeah. It's like, it's highly unbelievable for that.
It's like you said, why would you go with a toaster when you could just pull a knife out of your kitchen? You could grab a fucking claw hammer from your toolbox.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess they kind of do have the whole, like, oh, she brings the toaster, and then that one bitch does bring the gun, and he just, like, uses the gun against her when he, like, fucking hits her with the door, and she shoots herself.
Yeah, that's like, also, like, dumb as fuck. Like, once they had them all surrounded, and they were, like, fucking him up, like, that's the one thing I didn't want to see is, like, I know he's paranormal. I know he survives a lot without dying. I don't want to see a whole group fucking him up and he just survives it. You know, because that's just unbelievable. Like, you know.
I mean, they did really all, have, they really did have him, like, fucked okay, up in the second one.
But my first thought was, if I see a creature like that, that you know has been terrorizing shit, you know has gotten fucked up, literally the first thing I would do when he's down is try to cut off his head.
Well, yeah, you would no try and, like, dismember him. You would fucking literally cut him up to bits and then light his ass on fire type shit.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, I just think about shit like me and you would do. And, like, you know, like, if me and you were in that situation, like, we had, or like, you know, it's been, we've been in that situation similar to, like, where you gotta, like, protect yourself. And it's not like, just keep hitting him and once he's down, like, oh, it's scot-free, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no one thinks like that. I mean, I guess because I get where they're coming from, where it was, like, a highly, like, innocent town and shit. Like, you know, like... But at the same time, they've been terrorized by the same fucking entity for 50 years. You'd think they'd wisen up.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you'd think they'd, like, fucking go in there with, like, grenades and shit.
But I guess at the same time, they're playing it as, like, everything else between that didn't happen. So it's like he attacked once in the 80s, and then he's attacking again now.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but...
I forgot that we have to disregard, like, everything else. Like, you have to completely disregard, well, obviously, the Rob Zombie movies, but I'm saying even, like, every other
half. Well, even, like, 8-2-0, fucking 2-3 never existed. None of that shit existed.
Well, that's 3, obviously.
You know what's crazy is they did play the homage to fucking 3 in the newer ones.
Yeah, I think
that one chick's dead, fucking... Fans. when that one chick's dead at the park, they have the mask from 3 on her, the witch mask and shit. Like, I was like, oh, fuck. That's
bro, they have all 3 of the masks.
Oh, yeah, they had all 3. Yeah, they had all 3 of the masks. Yeah, you're right. They fucking, dude, that shit was so tight, bro, honestly.
That shit was tight. That shit, I'll give, like, a heavy, like, then that's why I think the first one's so good, because it played these homages, it played Michael very good. But the rest, like, you know, once 2 hit, decent. 2's decent. I get the whole town surrounding him, like,
yeah,
attacking him.
Yeah, I get all
like, not just, I would have almost ended it there and just had, like, you know, just had weird science.
I mean, dude, I feel like 3 could have
just had Molly, just had Molly Ringwald panties ass having motherfucker Michael Anthony Hall or whatever and just kill that motherfucker.
Yeah, I feel like they could have definitely, like, left out the whole that other dude becoming Michael. And if they were going to do that shit, like, then don't kill him off. Like, they should have kept him alive, man. Honestly.
They should have had Michael Anthony Hall.
Like, I fucking hated that whole thing, but, like, if they would have not killed him at the end, because, like, I feel like I had no weight. It was like, oh, all right, now we're going to all think that he's becoming Michael and shit. And then, oh, boom, we just kill him. We just kill him instantly. Like, what? So now that, like, all that shit was pointless. It meant nothing. It was literally.
I got it now. You make Michael Anthony Hall
become Michael Myers.
No, Michael Anthony Hall creates a Jason X type cyborg bitch with this weird science skill.
Nah, weird science. He just starts playing the song and shit.
They should have fucking fucking made a holographic Bill Paxton.
As his brother and shit. He's still a turd burger. Yeah, he's still a fucking, he's still a goblin and shit.
He's like, I told you were gonna use these skills one day.
Yeah, they didn't make him a goblin, she made him a frog, remember? He was like eating, he's like, okay, help but to eat these flies.
Yeah, but he just kind of looked like a goblin, but yeah, he was a fucking like frog, you know.
You know what he looked like? He looked like the vampire off fucking Blade. The fat ass one.
Yeah, yeah, he did kind of look like that bitch. You're right.
He looked exactly like that bitch. Just like all, like Jabba the Hutt type. No, but I'm still saying, bro. Like, if you go through it, well, it's hard because there's weird, like, more B-movie slashers that really were a lot better than these main ones. Like how me and you were talking about the Intruder earlier. You know, like the Intruder was like, the Intruder is a grade A slasher, you know, like, yeah, for real, you're convinced that that ex-boyfriend's the fucking killer the entire time. Like almost till the end, you are convinced that boyfriend is the killer, you know.
You ever seen, what's that one, The Burning?
I don't think I've seen The Burning.
Dude, you gotta watch The Burning, because it's, you're gonna laugh so fucking hard, bro, when you see one of the characters in that movie.
Why?
Because it's fucking, I don't want to spoil it for you, bro, but it's fucking, it's so good. Fucking, it's somebody from a show that you're gonna be like, what the fuck, dog, like...
See, now I'm just gonna fucking, you know what? Joe Bob, look it up. Our editor's Joe Bob. Hey, I'm Joe Bob. That was our editor.
Yeah, our editor, Joe Bob. Joe Bob,
editor, look that shit up. Joe Bob over there. Look that shit up for me, bro. The Burning. Who the fuck's in it? It's a 1981 film? Why is he in it?
Did you see it? Did you see it?
Yes, I saw the motherfucker.
What's crazy is that motherfucker has hair in this movie, dog.
Like, balding hair? Like, every movie I've ever seen him in, he has balding hair.
Yeah, but in this movie, he has full head of hair, bro. It's the only time you'll ever see that
motherfucker. By the way, we're all talking about George Costanza, by the way.
Yeah, we're talking about George Costanza, a.k.a. Jason Alexander, bro.
He has a full head of hair?
Yeah, he has a full head of hair in that movie, dog. And honestly, I love that. It's honestly, it's another camp slasher, which I'm, that's why I shouted it out to you, because I think you'll really like that one. But it's a camp slasher. It's about like this fucking dude that they all bully, and they try to play a prank on him, but it goes like horribly wrong. And then some shit happens. Yeah, they basically like fuck him up, like, and then he ends up just years later going crazy and like fucking terrorizing the camp afterwards. But it's fucking, it's a good
episode. They don't kill him, because I was saying they jawbreaker him. Like,
well, you'll see what they do. What they do is real fucked up. Like, it's a fucked up thing. But
I'm guessing they burn his dick off.
Yeah, pretty much. They make him look like that one dude who's like famous from the military who has like fucking third degree burns everywhere. They make him look like that guy.
I was thinking they burned his dick off, so he goes around cutting off everybody's dick.
The dickless chopper.
The dickless chopper. Hash slinging slasher.
The cock slinging slasher.
No, yeah, but like I'm still saying, bro. I don't know. It's those weird B-side slashers that get you. Because the main ones, I mean, like, we all know. Friday the 13th is going to be good when you watch it. It's low-key better if you watch it on VHS. But
let's be real. My favorite fucking, like old school original like that is probably Texas Chainsaw.
Texas Chainsaw. Leatherface would definitely be the worst slasher to have to be up against.
Because he's just so fucking, like, man, he's just so retarded, but, like, so fast and shit. I don't get it, man. Nothing. Nobody's like fucking him, dude. Nobody's like him.
Dude, same with that. It's just like he's so fucking intense.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Is like you can't. He's so like he's just like his movements are so sporadic and shit. Like that's what makes him scary, bro.
He's so fast. He's like
him holding up that chainsaw, running at you and shit would be more scary to me than Jason just like nonchalantly catching up to me in the woods. You know?
Oh yeah, dude. Because I'm just like, why is this motherfucker walking at me? Where it's like Leatherface is full sprinting at you,
and he's like, I'm like, fuck it. You're like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
with someone's face on. Just with a motherfucker's face on.
I don't know, man. When I was a kid, I was scared of those types of people.
Dude, when I was a kid, the worst movie to me was fucking Edward Scissorhands.
That's funny, because I was scared of that movie. I was scared of The Mask when I was a little less kid.
I could get that because he looked so like weird, like Bobby Orr type.
It was weird because my mom used to say like I was scared of it, but I used to make her like let me watch it all the time. Like,
see, like Edward Scissorhands was one to me where I was like freaked out by it. I never wanted to watch it. Still, the movie comes off as just weird to me. Like, why wouldn't you just push him off the cliff?
Honestly, I won't even lie. Like, when I think about that movie,
cut off his hands. And give him, robot
when
hands.
I think about that movie, it helps me understand why Tim Burton's so fucking weird. You know, like I feel like he's just like that weirdo motherfucker, dude. Who like?
I will go off on Tim Burton. Did not make good movies. Like there is not one Tim Burton movie I would prefer to watch over something else.
All right, like, well, you're just talking out your ass now, but...
No, there's not. Like, not even Nightmare on fucking whatever. Fucking Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, that movie just always came off as, like, whatever to me.
Damn, that's crazy. Okay. You don't even fuck with Coraline or, like, any of those type of movies and shit?
Nah, bro. I think it's the stop animation really fucks me up. Like, the stop animation just, like, makes me kind of not like it.
Oh, I love stop animation. I love that shit. I love movies like that.
Like, the stop animation's fine. Like, I don't know. Like, stop animation.
Like, that new Pinocchio movie that Guillermo del Toro did was a fucking masterpiece.
If I was going to watch something creepy, like, I would rather watch Black Cauldron.
All right, well, Black Cauldron's not really creepy.
It's on that same line of, like, horror.
I would say it's darker. It's, like, a dark child
movie. You know what?
But it's not creepy.
It's not creepy, but like, I mean, they literally fucking banned it from Disney for a long ass time. Just
because. Well, yeah, because it has like fucking people dying and shit. Like, I mean, it wasn't a movie for kids, really. Like, if you really think about it.
That's what I kind of mean by like it was on the darker side of like the animation.
But I mean, they banned fucking HE double hockey sticks too. That don't mean shit, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
But that was Fox Family.
It was still Disney.
Was it Disney in the end?
Yeah, that was that's
on Fox Family.
No, that's a Disney movie original, bro. That's a Disney original, doggy.
That's not a Disney original, bro. If you remember, that was never a Disney original. It wasn't. You just think it was because it has Corey's brother and fucking...
No, I'm telling you, I swear it was a Disney movie. I thought we've done this before.
We might.
No, maybe you are right. It was part of the Wonderful World of Disney. But it was on ABC. So you were right, it didn't fucking... premiere on Disney.
It wasn't a Disney original movie is what I'm saying. Like it wasn't like,
well, it definitely was a Disney
movie. It wasn't like, yeah, but it wasn't like Halloween Town. It wasn't like Halloween Town where it was a
I Disney totally forgot original. Fucking Real Permanent is fucking Mrs. Beelzebub in that movie.
I didn't even know. Bro, I haven't seen that movie in so
long. Dude, Rhea Perlman is Mrs. Beelzebub.
Like, I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid because they don't put it on anything. You know, like, it's never been streaming on. I've never seen it personally streaming on anything. Have you?
Okay. Can you not hear me?
Now I can. Have you ever seen that streaming on anything?
No, I've never seen it streaming on a thing, honestly. And that's the thing is, like, I've tried to find that movie for years now. And, like, even fucking, like, BitTorrents and shit, I think I've only found it once.
I mean, I can imagine it's even, like, fucking, like, you know, like that anime Better Man I like. Where it's just like almost impossible to find on any, like you can't even find that shit on DVD if you wanted, you know.
I think you can, but it's not. It's a pretty penny, man. It's not like.
And that shit's a pretty penny because the only ones you could find were printed in like 2004, you know.
Oh wait, I'm fucking just finding it right now for $9. Is this real?
Wait, Better Man or fucking...
Why? And what's crazy is they played it on Disney XD. It even has the little fucking logo. Disney XD, bro, played that shit.
Played HE? The only times I ever watched it was on, like... It must have been ABC Family.
Nah, Disney XD played it, bro. I have a fucking picture of it. That's crazy.
No, I was just saying the only time I watched it.
No, I know, but I'm saying, do you remember Disney XD? It was like they'd play shit for older kids on Disney and shit.
I mean, obviously, bro. Fillmore was on there. Lloyd from Space was on there. Fucking,
dude, I fucking, you know. Dude, Lloyd, don't even talk about Lloyd from Space.
Like, Bonkers was on there. All the
Bonkers? Ooh! That was a classic, bro. Fucking Bonkers.
Like, all the good shit was on Disney XD.
Fucking
like,
Hong Kong Bowie, dog.
I never once personally, like, I was alive during the time it was on, and I never once saw it on Disney XD. And that was one of the stations I was checking every day.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't remember it being on Disney XD, to be honest, either.
Are you sure it wasn't on, like, Disney XD in Canada or something in ABC Family here? You know how they're
doing. No, I mean, that could have been it. But I'm just saying, like, the picture I saw, it's only a picture on Google. But I was just like, damn, that's crazy. I didn't even know that they played it on Disney XD. But you could be right, like, it was in Canada or something. That makes more sense. Okay.
I mean, you remember how they used to do shit like that. Like, it'd be on this station in this country and this.
Damn,
country.
I had no idea that that's a fight. It's technically a Turner Classic Movie.
How is that a Turner Classic Movie?
I don't, because it's probably so old that it's still a Turner Classic. But, like, fucking, it's on their website, HE Double Hockey Sticks. It's on the Turner Classic Movies website, which is pretty fucking tits, honestly.
That's insane.
I wonder if they'll start streaming it on the TCM fucking app, dog.
I just love that it's Will Friedle and fucking Matthew Lawrence in a weird ass movie when right after they played fucking like Best Friends in a TV.
Honestly, show. That the one, what's it called, Shipwrecked or whatever? I fucking love that movie, dude.
Yeah, but that doesn't have Friedle in it.
I know it doesn't have Will, but it has Matthew Lawrence and the other Lawrence brother.
It has every Lawrence brother in it.
Yeah, it's all both of the Lawrence.
Oh, bro, if you don't remember, the first one.
Because they did Horse Sense too, right?
Yeah, Horse Sense exactly. Was like. I was just about to say that Horse Sense was the first one. That was just my boy, Mr. Whoa, Joey Lawrence. And then his younger brother, I can't remember his name because he was only in a few movies. And then Matthew Lawrence, who was obviously fucking like and, Will Friedle's best friend and fucking Sean's older brother.
Boy Meets World, yeah.
Yeah. And then the younger Lawrence only ever played in like a few things, two of them being that movie. He was never like, you know, like Joey and Matthew Lawrence were like household names in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, they were in a lot of shit back in the day, dude.
I mean, Joey Lawrence was in, he was just like, it's weird because he was just a part of that like weird like group of like actors and actresses, like Melissa Joan Hart and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Where they were in these like iconic fucking sitcoms in the early 90s, late 80s.
I totally forgot about their show called Brotherly Love, dude.
Bro, if you want to watch the show, it's all about Melissa and Joey.
Well, yeah, Melissa and Joey was cool, but I'm talking about, like, their show with all three brothers. Fucking Brotherly Love, bro.
Oh, like their podcast? Because they have a podcast all together, too.
No, this is an actual show in 1995.
I don't even remember that at all, do you?
Yeah, I remember it. That's what I'm saying, is I totally forgot about it. Until I fucking remembered it, and that shit was fucking wild. It was like all three of them just chilling. Like, it was like a
how we went from, like, what's the best slasher film to that day? When I look at Brotherly Love, the only thing that comes up is a 2015 drama.
Nah, bro, you tripping.
Nah, I had to look up Lawrence first because there's also a drama named Brother. Ah, oh, I remember this now. Look at young Joey, bro.
I don't think it lasted long, man. It got canceled pretty early on.
Yeah, it was two seasons long. I remember this now. I remember a good old time when you never knew how many seasons a show had either, because you would just watch reruns whenever it was on.
You know what's crazy? I actually did not even know that, but he's the fucking goddamn voice of TJ in Recess, the youngest brother.
Whoa, is he really?
Yeah, he's...
I was like, I know Will Friedle.
He's fucking Theodore Detweiler, bro. He's TJ, bro. I'm fucking Recess. That's crazy.
It doesn't even sound like it. Like, I know, weirdly, Will Friedle does.
Yeah, it's Batman Beyond. Acting. Yeah, he did Batman Beyond, bro.
Well, he did Batman Beyond, and he was fucking Ron Stoppable from Kim Possible.
Yeah, he was Ron too, yeah.
But I mean, like, yeah, bro, like, the fucking, it's kind of weird that also the youngest Lawrence brother also was TJ. Out of everything, TJ fucking Detweiler, which
he... Well, yeah, that's, I mean, that's just, it's just crazy, like, that we didn't even, like, know that fucking, I mean, I never knew that.
He must have literally been the same age as TJ when that show started, you know? Which I guess is a cool thing. Who played Spinelli?
For real, who didn't play?
It was Tori Strong, who also played everybody else.
Like, yeah, was it really? Strong.
No, I'm kidding. Like, is it that... was Tara Strong. No, Tara Strong weirdly only does boy voices.
That or like fucking Harley Quinn or some weird shit.
Yeah, but it seems like all her like big ones, like Ben, Tommy Pickles.
It's Pamela Andelin.
Ain't no one knows who that is.
Pamela Andelin, also in Vampire
D. You're welcome.
Damn, she did a voice in Vampire Hunter D. That's tight.
You're welcome, fucking listeners. We figured out who Pamela Anderson is. The first people ever to even hear that name.
She does a lot of weird shit. Like, she was in Little Demon, Tuca and Birdie, fucking... I mean, she's still doing shit, so...
Give me something. Give
the Ghost of Molly McGee.
Ooh, that show's actually fat, bro.
Yeah, that show's tight for, like, little kids. That's a tight show for little kids.
I mean, it's not even like little kids. It's more for, like, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. That show's fat. That show's actually good. It's like that one show, Owl House, I was telling you about.
Yeah, Owl House is lit. I like that show.
Owl House. Craig of the Creek. They still make good animation.
All I got to say is shout out my shout out of the week, bitches. I'm going to hit you with it. Starfield, Bethesda, let's go, baby. We're back. Bethesda's back in the fucking house.
Bethesda's back. Also, shout out to my shout out of the week. ChocolateSwordfish@gmail.com.
It's ChocolateSwordfish1, God damn it. ChocolateSwordfish1@gmail.com. Get it right.
God damn it, I don't know it. But send us tits. We'll send you beans. We'll send you fucking, I don't know.
We'll send you a picture. We'll send you a fucking keychain of Jerdave's gooch.
I'll send you a fucking JPEG of that fucking chick from fucking goddamn sleepaway camp. I don't know.
When she has a date.
Pre-op. I mean, that's really all I got to say.
That's it?
Nah. Wait. Sleepaway Camp 2 is the best. Now that's all I got to say.
I'm going to recommend I just watched Mandy with my girl. Everybody go watch Mandy. Nicolas Cage at his prime, bitches.
Bro, I'm watching Nicolas Cage at his prime currently. Raising Arizona.
Oh, I do love fucking Raising Arizona. That's like one of my favorite Nick Cage movies.
I mean, Raising Arizona is the Nick Cage movie.
It is. It is.
Like, if you're going to watch any Nick Cage movie, why aren't you watching Raising
Arizona? I mean, but the thing is there's just so many. Like, Con Air. Fucking.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because, dude, there's just so many good ass.
Con Air. Like, you added the hyphen.
Air. Con Air.
I love in Raising Arizona, he's just living out in the desert, but he's in Tempe. Like, no, he's not.
Yeah, that's clearly fucking like. Fucking good. Fucking, that's clearly like fucking, what's it called? Kingman or something. Like, that shit is nowhere. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere, dude.
Dude, 100%. Like, even in the 90s, like, you couldn't live out in the desert in Tempe like this. Like, you had to be living in the fucking.
No, I could see that being like maybe. That could be like maybe Casa Grande back in the day or something, but like, nah, not Tempe.
No, 100%. Well, Kingman's more like, it's a little more foresty. It'd be like somewhere near Tucson would be living like this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it'd be like Tucson, deep Tucson. Yeah, you're right.
Deep Tucson, or you're like living out in Queen Valley type shit. But you would not be driving to Tempe, especially at that time. The 60 was trash.
No, that shit would take you 3 hours to get to town.
I love how, like, everything in it doesn't even look like Arizona at all.
No, because I think that's filmed in Cali, honestly. I don't even think it's filmed in Arizona. I either think it's filmed in Cali or New Mexico. One of the two.
Cali would make more sense because they also have the Sonoran Desert in part of it, where, like, New Mexico is the Mojave, which is, like...
Yeah, well, that's like, where it kind of looks
more like high desert.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like Arizona out there, so they get away with that shit easily out there.
Well, yeah, California in the desert, it looks exactly like here in the desert. Like, you're saying it's the same.
Except you get like way more palm trees. That's all I always can tell is there's way more palm trees, like natural.
That's just because a bunch of those fucking main naturals, just a bunch of dumbasses threw them out there.
No, I know they're not like technically natural, but like. They can grow in our climate, so they've lasted, fucking is what I mean. You know what I mean? Like,
Palm trees are the dumbest thing they ever put out here because they take way too much water.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just the dumb. I mean, but like everything else, like, yeah. Like, other than when he's home, but like we talked about, it doesn't look like Tempe at all. Even at the time, it doesn't look like Tempe.
Nah, not at all.
It looks like, you know where it looks like he's living in? Apache Junction. That's where it looks like he's living in.
He's fucking deep aging.
Dude, tell me that does not look like AJ. Just a trailer.
I mean, yeah, like way back in the day, yeah. Way back in the day.
Even now, bro, you know how many it's just like double wides in the middle of the desert in AJ? Like so many. Kenny,
what up?
Oh, we gotta edit that part out. You were just quiet for so long.
Dude, I'm taking a piss. I'm sorry, bro.
Right, you can't take a piss in the middle of a podcast, Kenny.
Bro, a guy's gotta do what a guy's gotta do, man.
Oh my.
Jim Bob, cut that out.
Chocolate Swordfish 1 at gmail.com. Send titties and I'll let you buy me a shooter.
Not only that, we fucking get up on our Depop and hit that fucking jean jacket custom coming out soon, bitches.
Nail and coffin, jean jacket customs, they coming.
Get your asses on that shit.
I was like, bro, if you're taking a piss, you can at least throw like a fucking commercial in there.
Hi, baby. Baby?
Can't just be talking to your girlfriend in the middle of a podcast, Kenny. What are you doing now, baby?
What? Where are you going? Baby, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?
Gonna have to cut this whole bar now.
Yo, you're fucking. I can't even hear you anymore. You need to turn your volume back up, motherfucker.
What do you mean? It's been the same the whole time. I've been quiet because you've been yelling.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, my shit's all of my volume's all the way up. I can't hear you at all. Like you sound like a fucking whisper right now. So something happened.
Something did happen. God damn, man. We're gonna have to stop this now.
I think we might have to do an ad break and fucking reset it real quick because I literally cannot hear you. You sound like nothing. Ad break,
this is getting cut out. Goodbye. Now that you heard that tasty ad from Nailing Coffin and Tits for Beans, it's time to conclude this episode. My final thoughts are, Raising Arizona is not Arizona. Sleepaway Camp 2 is probably the best slasher ever made. And send us tits. You'll get beans. That's all I gotta say, baby. And for next time, we're Chocolate Swordfish. And we're back, baby.
We're fucking back. All I gotta say is stay tuned because we're coming out with some hot content for you motherfuckers. Through September and October. Get ready for the Spookoween Fest. We're fucking back, bitches. The original.
Only. Four.
Tits. Tits for beans.
Tits for beans.